My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we meet our new scammer, Clara Morgan. So listen and enjoy.
All right, we are back. Got a brand new story for you. Haven't done scammer. Well, we did like a little taste of it from Mary from Claverland, which we'll do the whole thing at one point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is like brand new.
Brand new, hot off the presses. So last week we got through Ann Jackson after many years.
Yes.
Unbelievable. I didn't think it was ever going to end.
Well, I mean, we'll check in with her. I'm sure it's not the last. But
could be a little bit more and a couple more tidbits left.
So let me remind everybody with scamming scammers. Scammers are usually people that come across my social media. This one happened to be Twitter. My first Twitter one, and you know, you pretty much determine that they're scammers and you have some fun with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a while to set it up. Like a lot of people, they'll mess with scammers and it'll last for like a couple of things or a day.
Right.
But I'm going long haul. I want to really waste their time and build a life with them. Or at least a fake life.
Build a life with
build
them.
A life. Yeah. We'll live happily ever after.
That never really works out, unfortunately, for me, Joe. I try my best.
Well, fake Davin tries his best.
Fake Davin does try his best. Although, now fake Davin with his new ones is like in a breaking up mood. It's like, I can't.
What are you, slash and burn fake Davin?
There's all versions of fake Davin.
I know.
There are all versions of fake Davin. So this one, I was working at Bananas Comedy Club last year, 2018, and I got into an altercation with another comic that you recall because he could not follow me. He didn't want me to talk to the audience because he fancied himself a talker of the audience, but he didn't have the cojones to tell me himself, so he had other people talk to me. We talked about it on the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't do crowd work.
Yeah. So all that was going on while this... while this starts to take place, I want to find the jingle, the scamming scammer. We'll play the full version of the song because we have an abbreviated version, but we'll play the full one since we're starting a new story. I believe this is the original that Joe came up with.
Sometimes I forget what they sound like until you start playing them.
Well, it's been a
and
while.
Joe does too, and he made them.
I made them. There were singers I hear now. Who did
you
that?
What?
We flew in some talents. All right, so there's the scamming scammers. I will show you and the audience who this person is pretending to be. This is allegedly Clara Morgan. Clara Morgan. I knew this is Joe's type. He doesn't like a lot of the ones that Joe's type. But he likes this one. Blonde trash. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, it's, you know, whatever.
Joe trash.
She looks like a fun girl. She looks like a fun girl.
I have no idea.
Lovely woman. So let us start. Are you guys ready? And then this will build. So I don't know how tonight's episode is going to play out, but you got to hang. We'll get this one.
Okay.
So this is March 23rd, 2018. Picture me hanging out the hanging outside the showroom at Bananas Comedy Club on my phone. And this one.
Okay.
She says hello. I said hi. She asks, how are you doing? That's how they always ask, how are you doing? They always ask, how are you doing?
How are you doing before they even know who you are?
No, but it's always like, it's never how are you. How are you doing? Like, they picked that up from somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
It's not, like, a completely awkward phrase or anything.
No, not at all.
It's just a strange thing. I don't know how people who are actual people talking to people that they've never met before on the internet sound like, but it's just, like, a strange thing. That
I open with hi, and they say hi, and go, what are you wearing? That's how I open.
Who are you doing?
Me. She goes, how are you doing? I go, I am well. How are you? She goes, am good also. Again, we've talked about
that's a problem.
There we go.
Well, let me tell the audience what's a problem. You know what's a problem. A lot of the African scammers, and maybe ones that aren't from Africa, they leave off the last I for investment. they just start with am instead of saying I am.
Right.
So right there, there's my first clue. They're starting with am. They don't even go I'm. I mean, that's how you abbreviate. You go I'm. They go am. All right. So there's my first clue. I go, glad to hear it. She says, nice meeting you. Where are you from? Where am I? I'm fucking Twitterverse. I go, thank you. Nice to meet you. New York, where are you from? Am from Illinois at Chicago. This is a problem.
Oh, no. At Chicago? No.
This is not a person who has command of geography either.
No.
Are you single or married? Getting right into this. I just met you on Twitter. Like we are getting right into
this. Yeah, really.
Subtle.
Now I always have a decision to make. Well, is this fake? Fake Davin's been married before.
Yeah.
Fake Davin's sometimes single. What's this fake Davin going to be? I go complicated, LOL, and what about you? Clearly, I haven't made up my mind yet.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.